Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Browns against the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up Sunday, Pittsburgh, not Three River Stadium.
Same curse.
Seems like it should be. Yeah, same kind of curse. This is a Steelers team that I don't know people expected much of this year. And I say that because they changed some key pieces. They brought in a quarterback late who happens to be a Hall of Famer. And he's playing okay. He's not playing great. They changed a bunch of wide receivers, got rid of George Pickens, brought in DK Metcalf. He's done a nice job for them. Their running game, which used to be a big standard thing, Najee Harris was very consistent for them. Now they're mixing and matching a little bit. Got Gainwell, got Warren, got Caleb Johnson, who hasn't taken off yet, draft choice, who you thought maybe would. But they're 3-1, Andy. And
who would have thought they would be 3-1?
Well,
nobody.
Their wins are okay. See, that's why you can look at 3-1 and say, wow, they're 3-1, which is ultimately all that really matters.
Isn't that what the Steelers always are, though? It always feels that way.
Their wins are over the New York Jets and a lot of points, 34-32.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lost to Seattle.
And okay,
Seattle,
good team to lose,
Seattle smoked them, 31-17. Yeah. And then their last two wins against New England, who just looked good in last time out, and Minnesota, 24-21, who the Browns should have beaten.
Yes.
And the Steelers did beat by three. And I sit here and I wonder, are the Steelers as good as a 3-1 record? Now you are what your record is, blah, 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 blah. I just wonder. I think it's a team that's waiting to be exposed, actually, a little bit. And I wonder if the Browns can expose them. After the Browns this week, they play at Cincinnati. You can't imagine that they're going to have a whole lot of trouble with the Bengals, but you never know. So, you know, this, and then they have Green Bay. You don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to enjoy that?
Oh, I think they're looking at what they're probably, I mean, I hate to say it, if you take your brown and orange glasses off for a second, they're going to be 5-1. Going into that Green Bay game.
What you can be sure of is this. They know they have some challenges coming up on the schedule. But right now, coming off a bye week, you know they're going to be very ready to play the Browns. Because they think, hey, we need to get every win we possibly can while we can get it. And I would think they're going to be ready to play. And it's going to be up to the Browns' defense, I think, to keep this game down, keep Aaron Rodgers in check, and not let Aaron go nuts.
Where's Aaron sitting right now? As far, he's 25th in QBR, ahead of Carson Wentz. In ESPN's total QBR,
he's been a competent pro, Andy, but he hasn't been Aaron Rodgers circa Green Bay Packers.
No, but it's like Aaron Rodgers. It's one of those games where you go up against a quarterback that, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback that in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a close game, and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, how did that happen? We've seen this game before, haven't we? Haven't we? We've seen this game before. That it'll be a close game because of the defense. Maybe Dylan Gabriel gets his team to 17 to 19 points, and then something happens, last drive of the game, fourth quarter, and the Browns find a way to lose. I'm not trying to be a pessimist. I hate it.
That sure sounds optimistic and fills me with good cheer.
Well, I'm just saying Pittsburgh is such a tough place for us to play. Over the last 20 years, the Browns
these guys weren't there.
You do want to know?
These guys weren't there.
It doesn't matter. It's the jersey. I've never seen
a jersey lose a football game.
I have. I've seen that Browns jersey lose plenty of times in Pittsburgh.
Don't think the jersey ever threw an interception.
0-21 against the Steelers on the road since 04 regular season.
Don't think a jersey's ever thrown an interception. I don't think a jersey's ever caught a touchdown pass.
All right. Map me out a way they win. I can give you one.
I can give you a formula how the Browns win absolutely every game they play.
I can too.
Defense plays really well. They pound it with Quinshon Judkins and somebody else steps up a little bit. Done. That's how they can win a game. I think it's a real simple formula for this team. And I also think it's about the only formula because I don't think it's fair to expect a rookie quarterback to go out and win games for you. I don't think they've given him the wide receiver talent, whoever the quarterback is, to think that you're going to win a game by passing the ball. So you're going to have to run behind the offensive line that has done a nice job in run blocking. You have a hammer in Quinshon Judkins, and your defense is going to have to keep him in check. Done. That's how you win games. Now, can you do that? It's another story, isn't it?
I could see Judkins having a good game this week.
Absolutely. I could see him having a good game every week.
Yeah, I can too.
And they've got they have an offensive line that knows how to run block. They know how to run block.
They do.
If they're healthy, they get it done.
So does anyone have faith in the Browns? You want to play that game? I just don't have faith in this team to win. I hope.
I don't know why you would. They're 1-4.
You know, and I'm not trying to go back to the quarterback thing here, but.
Oh, look, go ahead.
Can we go ahead and mention
his name?
Gabriel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's your starting quarterback. Can we get behind this guy?
I'm stunned.
Are we allowed to get behind him? Are we allowed to feel good about him? Are we allowed to say,
you're not allowed
to
feel good yet. You're allowed to be hopeful.
Yeah, I think last week he didn't turn the ball over. That normally means a win.
Daryl said the same thing that I've been thinking, and I said it yesterday. Turn him loose a little bit. At this point, you're 1-4. You have nothing to lose.
Well, I agree with that. If you turn him loose a little bit, are you susceptible to turnover? And does that, in turn, change the game? Or do you try to, especially with Judkins, like just try to, you know, Woody Hayes, 3 yards in a cloud of dust all the time, right? Although it's hard to get the dust. It's like those rubber pellets when you play. Sometimes
3 yards in a cloud of rubber pellets?
Well, yeah.
No, Pittsburgh's natural grass. You can get dust.
No, I know.
Alex is in Mentor. Alex, welcome to the show.
I know you did.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, real quick. No, I'm calling from the inner city.
Okay.
Poverty area, East Cleveland and inner city.
Oh, it says Mentor.
We would like to know, first of all, where's the diversity down there at KNR? The diversity. Answer that later on. Second of all, what are you doing?
Call the right channel, Alex. Kevin is in North Olmsted. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure following that gentleman, but anyway.
Sorry, this is 92.3 The Fan. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to probably bum you out here, Jeff, because I can see the Browns probably not at the trade deadline because they wouldn't be able to orchestrate everything they need. But I could easily see in the offseason that this year they actually do trade Myles Garrett. And I say that because, I mean, the Browns this year and next year, and I didn't check the year after, but they're second from the bottom in cap space. Now, if you go to the top, the people that near the top for next year, there's both L.A. teams, because I know Myles has a veto power, right? So he's going to want to go somewhere where he has a chance to win a championship. So that leaves the Chargers. So, okay, they're at $111 million in cap space for next year. And then, you don't want to trade them within the AFC, understood. You go over to the Rams. The Rams have over $90 million in cap space next year. And the Commandos have $84 million in cap space, followed by the Seahawks that have $79 million in cap space. I mean, it's very clear that nothing positive is really going to happen. And the thing that Haslam's going to care about is opening Brook Park with optimism. And so next year's could be a wash, even if the rookies and young players continue to develop. And so what are you saving them for? And we've got a great defensive coordinator. I know you can't just make up for Myles Garrett leaving the team, believe me. But, you know, I mean, good Lord, at least they picked fantastic draft choices this past season. And
so far it looks that way.
Yeah, it does. And hopefully they can continue to do that. And then you're lowering your cap. You get out of the Deshaun nightmare, hopefully after next year, unless somehow he plays and he turns into Miracle Boy. But that's just how I see it right now. They're going to get as many draft picks. They're going to, you know, add to their cap space, which as of now for next year is just under $14 million. And that's just how I see it, guys.
And Kevin, you might be right because, you know, right now if you're looking at the roster, I think it's weak. The defense, I think it's pretty solid, and on the offense, I think they need some help. You know, now can they figure out how to win games while that's going on? That's the question, isn't it? It's a big question. We go to Wayne County. Entertainment joins us from Worcester.
Entertainment, what's up, man?
Let's say on your birth certificate,
right.
Big E.
Hello, fellas. All right, well, check this out, okay? I want to say this for entertainment purposes only, okay? So we need new blood, okay? And that starts with Kevin Stefanski. Just picture this, okay? Just picture this. Imagine if Kevin Stefanski just gets fired, just get let go, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look for another head coach.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take to get Deion Sanders here?
Okay, entertainment, thank you very much.
Money? If that's who you want, again, money. Money gets anyone anywhere you want, I think, for the most part. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
If that's what you want, okay.
And why would you want that?
He's been successful as a college coach. I mean, he put Colorado on the map.
You can make the argument Colorado's been on the map before.
Not like this.
No, I would agree with that.
I think he's done a fantastic job marketing a program that was struggling, and he's made that university a lot of money.
Yeah, you don't need that in the NFL. What you need are wins, because everything else takes care of itself if you win football games. Could Deion be a good head coach in the NFL? I don't know. You could be darn sure if he came here.
Do you want Pat Shurmur back?
We would know who his starting quarterback would be.
I mean, he's, what's his
name? No, I don't want
to. He's 15 and 16 overall.
That's a nice fellow, though.
I don't know how to feel about the quarterback. He doesn't have enough experience in the NFL. I know he didn't turn the ball over last week. I know that he gave us the same.
Which is a big deal because the coach keeps talking about it.
Yeah, and I know that he gave you the same results that we've seen, you know, from this team, basically all with the exception of two games from Jameis Winston last year to get you to 20 points. So somehow, some way, they've got to find the end zone. It's just, if you want to win any more games, you got to find the end zone. Again, average team in the NFL scoring now 23 points per game. It's ridiculous. We can't. I say it every show. Every team in the NFL has the opportunity to be gifted 20 points right when you walk in the door, because that's the way the rules are set up. It's nothing special. The rules are set up that way.
Usually by Thursday of game week against the Steelers, we've had more than our fair share of
Steeler stuff,
fans calling and being confident. I'm not even going to say cocky. Confidence is because you've earned it. And we haven't had that. We haven't had Browns fans getting all fired up about Pittsburgh. I think our Browns fans are more fired up about our team. I'm not feeling it this week, Andy. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Are you at a party or what? What are you doing?
He's baking.
Are you baking?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
No, I'm just up here just listening to you guys, man. This is Steelers Week. For the first time, I'm 53, man. And for the first time in my entire life, this is just, to me, like a regular game, man. I know we're going to lose.
It's a weird feeling. I agree with you, Corey. Feels like a regular game.
And I know y'all are tired of me harping about this coach, but he got to go. He done took the life out of this team offensively. Like, this is so bad. And, you know, yesterday the topic was, you know, and then for Stefanski to come out and not name Shador the second string, do he really understand how bad of a look that is? I don't care what spin you put on it. That was horrible. I mean, because in a minute, you're going to have a lot of fans starting to boo Dylan just because of that one simple dynamic.
That Dylan has nothing to do with. You're right. Here's the problem I have, Corey. I don't understand why they drafted both these guys. The position they put Gabriel in was no win at all. If the coaching staff wanted him, why did they get Sanders? If it was to sell jerseys, it's a bad move.
You have to go back because regardless of what we all think, you have to go back to the narrative that the Browns was trying to tank this draft and that's what it's coming down to, because nobody can actually make sense of what they were doing, heads or tails. Now, you guys are doing a good job of trying to do the narrative, but then the narrative is they went into the draft trying to draft their future backup quarterbacks, which makes no sense on no level, not even if you playing video games.
You are correct, Corey, on that note. I agree with you.
Who goes into draft the number two quarterback?
Right. So
teams that have a Hall of Fame quarterback, that's the only time you do it, right?
The only time you do that is if you go for your number one pick and number one pick doesn't work out and he becomes your backup quarterback. Other than that, so this whole thing with the Browns and Stefanski, and when he said he didn't know, and I know Mary Kay, she's earned her right.
No, he didn't say he didn't know. They were going to.
It was shocking.
They were going to think about it moving forward. Corey, the reason why is we all think it's going to be Bailey Zappe.
We do. We think it's going to be Zappe.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah.
It will be. It's going to be Zappe. And here the problem is, they're not talking with each other. I think the writing's on the wall. Either he doesn't want to be here, because how many times have we heard him in the last 2 years or 6 years ago, I need to be better, I need to coach better? If I'm telling you that every single time for 6 years, there's a problem.
Well, they weren't for 6 years, because a couple of those years they won 11 games. You know, can I just reiterate what I said earlier about Shador and the Browns here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cool Ray is a big fan. I get it, of Sanders and of the Browns. It's this: if they don't think he's ready yet, you don't put him out on the field and let him get lit up.
What if Kevin would have come out and said, you know what, we want this guy to have a long career here in Cleveland. He's not going anywhere. But we don't feel like right now is the right time to put him out there, and we just don't. We don't think he's. Let's just. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Andy,
what if they came out and they were actually honest about it?
He left out the names, but he said that exact stuff yesterday.
That we want him to be here for a long time?
No,
I didn't hear that part.
No, we want our players to succeed, and we want to put him in positions to succeed. That's what he. What do you think he was talking about? He was talking about the quarterback. You saw, and he said all of our players, and he didn't want to get specific. The last thing you want to do is say something that might make one of your players not comfortable. You're like, hey, we don't think Shador is ready yet. He doesn't have to tell us that. He's showing us that. They're showing us that right now. And with that in mind, if everybody can just relax a little bit and let the kid grow a little bit, and maybe we'll see him at some point this year. I agree with what Mike Florio said. You know, if they expect him to be out there and play, in fact, there was a clip that was dug up that was floating around of Jimmy Haslam, I think it was during training camp. So he was asked by our buddy Scott Petrak, you know, do you want to see the rookies? Absolutely, we want to see them all, yeah. Well, if that's the plan, that's not – like if Dylan goes out and plays really well, as Mike Florio said, why in the world would you ever switch?
You wouldn't.
Exactly.
No.
So you don't actually have to see anybody. But, you know, keep this in mind. If some of these mock drafts are accurate and the Browns don't take a quarterback in the first round, okay, then what happens at training camp next year? I would think it's a wide-open competition to some extent.
Yeah, but people don't trust the Browns now for wide-open competitions because they don't feel like there was one this year. I'm not going to sit here and lie. There's a part of me that wants to see Sanders play. And now, whether he's ready or not, that's on the coaching staff. That's on him. I don't know. They're practicing while we're on the air. Let's be honest. And we don't know. We're not in the coach's room. We're not out on the field. We truly don't know what kind of opportunities these guys are getting in practice. I wouldn't mind seeing him play. But I also know that they drafted Gabriel before him. And so until the Gabriel thing doesn't work out. And by the way, I can't believe I'm saying that about another rookie quarterback. If I'm saying, well, if this doesn't work out. There's a part of me that wonders if everyone was wrong about if the guys in the NFL were wrong about Sanders. Like, I want to see him play. I'm not going to lie. And if they put him out there, I'm not going to be disappointed. And if he doesn't play well, I mean, there was a preseason game he didn't look that great in. There was one that he did look good in. So, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want. I want Shador to see the field at some point.
Here's the catch.
I just want. What do they have to lose, man? They have one win. That's the whole thing here, and they want to give Gabriel the opportunity. So I'm torn on this whole thing because I don't think we have a quarterback. And if someone could please stand up, please be the quarterback.
Well, they're looking for somebody to be the quarterback, and they're playing the guy that they thought more highly of.
But if they're not trying to win, are they really looking for a quarterback right now?
How do you know they're not trying to win?
Because we all know, and we've said, what's the goal of the year? Well, and you're going to get a better pick in the draft if you what?
Lose.
Winning doesn't help you get you a better chance. So I just.
But we just went over a couple of mock drafts that don't even think they're going to take a quarterback anyway.
I know.
I disagree, but they don't think they're going to take one.
I mean, I'm not trying to be influenced by the outside here, but there is a part of me that would like to see him and see what he can do. That's all. And but I'm not in a big hurry because, as I've said a million times before this year, I get bothered by the fact that we push rookies out on the field too quickly, especially first rounders. So if I feel that way about a first rounder, how do you think I feel about a third rounder? Yes. How do I feel about a fifth rounder?
So why do you want them out there?
Because right now we don't have anybody. They got rid of Pickett. They got rid of Flacco.
So they're going with the guy that they thought more highly of on draft day after going through and investigating and doing the entire process. That's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, unless they're wrong. And teams make mistakes all the time.
Well, but they didn't draft him to be the stud quarterback. If they thought he was going to be...
Why would you draft a guy if you don't think he's going to be a stud no matter what round?
Because you have to draft him somewhere.
Well,
NFL draft isn't full of studs.
No, but if I'm an NFL team, I want to draft guys that are actually going to play on Sunday at some point.
Well, this guy is. Yeah, Dylan Gabriel's going to be out there on Sunday.
I just don't know. It's the answer that Kevin gave that I think has... And if you're a Sanders fan, I get it. I understand it. Like I don't think it's that hard to say, you know what, Sanders is our number two. He's been in, and if you look at the way the depth chart has been all season long, he's our number two, and he will be our number two on Sunday. It's just none of us have any confidence that that's going to happen, and we don't think it is. And there are plenty of people out there saying he's not ready. I don't know. I'm not there. There's an intriguing part of him and what he brings to the table that makes me think. Am I going to be mad if he plays? No way. I'm. It's piqued my interest. I just don't know what direction it'll go once he hits the field.
Big Jumbo's in Maple Heights, home of the Mustangs.
Hey, Jumbo.
Good afternoon, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, if you're on speakerphone, take us off.
We hear you terribly.
Give me a second, I'll do
you
that.
You got it. No, we got all the time in the world for the next four and a half minutes.
My boy, it's been a long time since I've heard you. How's that sounding better?
Much better, Big Jumbo.
I'm glad that me and my wife made a major decision. We turned in our Browns tickets,
and then took in a big vacation instead of spending the money on the tickets and went out to Seattle and got to see Ohio State play Washington out there and then visited.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
It was a smart move. You get a victory. And probably the coolest stadium I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's a neat place. All their stadiums there are pretty neat.
Yeah. So anyways, let's go to a good couple quick subjects. The Browns fans are not happy with Stefanski. They're not involved with what they're not. I mean, after that last game, there was so much second guessing. So even if he came out and told you what the plan was with the young kid, the quarterback, people are going to believe or not believe anything he says. I mean, they put themselves in this situation with the plans that they've had that have failed. There's constant problems. There's a song by Aerosmith, the same old story, same mm-hmm. old song and dance. And that's the Browns. It's changes, names change, but it's still the same. But the one guy that I don't know if I heard you guys talk about this, but the one guy that I wouldn't mind for his own personal sake to watch him trade him would be Joel Bitonio. The man's been a stalwart. He's played hard for the Browns. He's played through injured backs. He's been there with different left tackles. He hasn't had a good left tackle since Joe Thomas left next to him. He's always been there for us. And I would love to see, because Joe Thomas didn't leave at his last year and go play for a playoff team. Remember, teams wanted him and he wouldn't leave.
Broncos, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to bring up a sour subject, but the man would be a great thing for him to some team, maybe next week, some guys, hey, a guard's hurt, Joel fill in and get a playoff run and get some excitement into it. He deserves it. I don't care what anybody says. The man deserves it. He's a good dude. He's been a very good Cleveland Brown. And, you know, you're moving this guy and that guy and the Joku and all that. I like Dave, too. But I'm just telling you, it would be a great move for him. He would help a team. The man, if he got into a good offensive line, he would definitely help them. And that's where we're really hurting, too. We lost that offensive line coach a couple of years ago. And you could really see it in our line play. And if you watched that game last week, the left tackle three times tried to double-team a guy and let a guy go free. You don't need to help Joe Bitonio. You need to block your own guy.
All right, Jumbo.
This didn't happen before. The mental mistakes didn't happen when we had our old coach.
Pre-snap penalties, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Thanks, Jumbo. Glad you enjoyed your trip to Seattle. Here's the thing. Anybody ever ask this? Hey, Joel, you want to be traded? You want to have your kids in a different town than you are? You want to rip them out of school in November?
Well, are you going to do that for the rest of the season for a couple months? If he's done,
some guys,
what's the difference?
Some guys might not want to do that.
Yeah, but you're talking about five games. I don't think that's like being on the road for 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Jeff.
You know, your kids are in elementary school.
Yeah. By the way,
you're going to Seattle for the next 8 weeks.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm being able to support my kids, and I'm happy. We've got a great house. I'm going back to Cleveland to go live when this is all said and done. I have no problem leaving for 2 months to go do that because I know what I'm doing at the end of the day is best for my family. And by the way, I've got FaceTime if I need to come back home.
He's making the same money regardless.
If I
asking
need,
Phelps
if
on
I
the
need
fan.
To fly home, I can fly home. Whatever I want to do. Hey, everybody. It's Andy Baskin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.